Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A new publicly funded scheme to provide free hormone replacement therapy for women to help manage the symptoms of menopause is facing delays despite the Minister for Health's promise the plans would be in place by January 2025. That's this month. For more, we're joined on this by Niamh Bowden, supervising pharmacist at the Dunville Pharmacy in Ranelagh, and Dr. Caoimhe Hartley, GP, with a specialist interest in women's health and co-chairperson of the Menopausal Society of Ireland. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Niamh, I'll come to you first. The Irish Pharmacy Union has been raising concerns about the HRT scheme. What's your reaction to the delay they've been warning about?
Well, first of all, it's not free HRT because the government is not proposing to pay a professional fee to pharmacists for the dispensing of that medication. But, you know, we would be delighted with this initiative. I think it's great. I'm on HRT myself. I would love to get some free HRT. But the problem is that there has been nobody from the department in touch with a proposal on how this scheme will roll out or how it will work in practice. So, as you know, we have a free contraceptive scheme. It's an absolutely brilliant scheme. Women from age 17 to 35 can walk into their pharmacy with their prescription from their GP and they don't pay a thing.
And by contrast...
You know, if say you added the HRT scheme onto that scheme, women would be able to walk into their pharmacy with their prescription and get free HRT. But the government don't seem to want to, you know, combine these schemes. They want a separate scheme for HRT, and they said that they cannot afford to give it to women fully 100% free because they don't have the budget for that. They said that if they gave it completely free, if they included a professional fee for pharmacists, that they could only supply HRT free to half of the women of Ireland.
So it seems to be quite a bit of clarity lacking there from your point of view for a scheme that was supposed to have been rolled out, as I said, this month.
Well, for example, when the contraceptive scheme was being rolled out, we were, you know, notified, we got a circular, this is how it's going to work, you know, log on to this portal on your pharmacy suite, on your HSC pharmacy suite, you know, you need these details from the patient if you want to get paid or reimbursed for supplying the products, and you will get this fee for each month that you supply to that patient. And, you know, that's what we want for the HRT scheme.
Okay, so is it the fee issue that you want resolved and then it could be rolled out,
well,
or is there more to it than that?
It doesn't matter, fee, no fee. Like, what is the proposal? There's no proposal. There's been no communication. I know the IPU have gone, they've had four meetings with the Department of Health asking them to provide information on how they propose to roll out the free HRT scheme, but they haven't come back with anything.
Okay.
Also, before the HRT scheme is enacted, like when it's enacted, so I do believe it's going to be enacted, but they need to complete secondary legislation, which follows the primary legislation, before it can be enacted, and that hasn't even been written yet.
Okay,
so there is going to be a delay.
The Department of Health says that their aim is to introduce the goal, as soon as possible, and it says...
Which would be great.
Yeah, it says it's engaging with both the HSE and also the Irish Pharmacy Union on the practical implementation of the Health Insurance Amendment and Health Provision of Menopause Products Bill 2024. It said it'll fund the product and medicine cost of HRT prescribed to a woman to help manage any stage of menopause, and it's for women who've been prescribed HRT by their healthcare provider, applies to HRT products already covered by the HSE under the relevant community drug scheme, such as drugs payment scheme and the GMS. Could you translate maybe what that means for people
like
looking to access
So if a woman gets her HRT at the minute through the GMS or through the drug payment scheme, they have the product. If their family goes over a threshold of €80, they'll have the cost of the product funded and they'll have the fee paid by the HSE. So they're proposing to separate HRT from that scheme, obviously, because not everybody reaches an €80 limit with their family's spend on medication. So, but if they're only paying for the cost price of the medication, then it's not free.
And have you had any queries about this from people, you know, who are who have a prescription for HRT, or any inquiries from people who are in on other matters to the pharmacy inquiring about the rollout of this?
Yeah, no, people are curious and they're saying, you know, why has it not been implemented? You know, the government said it would be implemented by January 1st. And all I can say to them is, look, we don't know yet. We haven't really been given any information. When we hear or when we're notified, then, you know, obviously we're happy to provide it. But then there's the other problem that, you know, the problem with HRT at the minute is that prescriptions have doubled in the last 2 years for HRT, and that's a good thing. So we're talking about women's health, you know, we're talking about menopause, and women do struggle through that period of their lives. And HRT does make things easier. It makes it easier to stay and work full time. It makes it easier to deal with teenage children. You know, it just makes life easier for women. And it also, like, slows aging to a certain extent. So it's going to prevent heart disease. It's going to prevent osteoporosis. You know, it's going to slow down the progression of, you know, those. But I'm sure Dr. Hartley will talk about
sure.
that,
yeah,
like the benefit of HRT.
Yeah.
But the problem is that, you know, we're fully behind it. But, you know, 1/3 of the HRT products that we dispense at the minute are unlicensed. So I have already reached my quota of licensed products, and on this, it's now the 3rd of January. I can get no more of my patches, supply of patches from my wholesaler, because they're under restricted supply for the rest of the month. And there's 31 days in January. So now I need to go and start looking around. I need to source some unlicensed patches for my patients, and they could be twice the price of the licensed product. So,
right.
You know, the price changes through the month. So wherever I buy those from, so say I buy 50 boxes of one patch today. So I'm like, okay, I can't get any more licensed patches. So I need to get enough stock for my patients for the rest of the month. So I need to buy this amount of stock. And this is twice the price of the ones that I'm supplying at the minute. And when I run out of those, the price of the next batch could be different. It might be a different brand. It might be coming from a different country. Like, they're obviously, the unlicensed products are still safe, but, you know, you can't control the price of them.
Right. Well,
that's part of the problem.
Your listener, Elaine, has texted into us on WhatsApp. That's 0870 32 32 32, or you can get us on 51551 as well. She says, I was unable to get my prescription for HRT patches, paying for it in December. No brands in stock, never mind my own brand. What's the point of offering it for free if the drug companies are not producing enough to supply people already on it? I run out next week. What am I to do? Says Elaine.
Yeah, well, you know, there are alternatives. So if she can't get the patch that she's usually on, you can switch to a gel or a spray. And those products are currently available. You know, there'll always be an alternative, but it might not be what you've been using for the last 2 months.
Okay.
So you may need to go back to your GP, ask for a new prescription, get a few options there so that you can continue to, you know, have your HRT products. But it's just not consistent supply
okay.
at the
well,
minute.
Stay with us, Niamh, because as you sure. mentioned, we also have Dr. Caoimhe Hartley on the line. She's a GP with a specialist interest in women's health, and she's chairperson of the Menopausal Society of Ireland. Caoimhe, this measure was introduced as part of Budget 2025. €20 million was allocated to it. Was there any work going on behind the scenes from your perspective to get it off the ground and have it ready for January?
Yeah, I know there was a task force set up by the government to look at this and to involve, I suppose, prescribers in the production and development of this scheme. But I agree with everything that Niamh has said. I think the issue really here is that there's been a lack of detail and clarity on what was going to be rolled forward. Like, I think there's a huge positive, which is that this conversation would not have happened 5 or 6 years ago. It wasn't even on the radar at that point to have a conversation about how to support women who are struggling with menopausal symptoms. That really reflects, I think, that there's been this really significant change and shift in society regarding kind of their, you know, the attitude towards women's health. The problem is this was all discussed prematurely before any actual shape or definition had been put on this. And it would have been so much better, I think, for not just prescribers and pharmacists, but for women, if things had been maybe clearer on the details from the start to avoid confusion.
Why, are people asking you about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as your listener, Elaine, pointed out, I think the other big issue here that has been kind of slightly ignored in this whole process is the fact that we are experiencing really significant, impactful shortages of hormone therapy prescriptions. And most of the medications that we're prescribing actually can't be got. And pharmacies are often, as Niamh has pointed out, having to prescribe medications or substitutes that might not be covered, and it's creating constant consternation, I think, for both women and prescribers and pharmacies, obviously, alike.
Elaine has been joined now by Caroline, who also got in touch by WhatsApp. She said, good morning, there's a shortage of HRT for months. My regular patch has not been available for 6 months and being used, she's using an alternative brand. 2 months ago, she couldn't get 50 milligrams and had to get 100 and had to cut, she had to cut the patches in half. How ideal a solution is that? Quiva.
No, it's head-wrecking. It's head-wrecking for women. And I think, you know, HRT, a bit like contraception, is a very heterogeneous medication to prescribe. There's loads of different types of hormone therapy prescriptions. Some people might use patches or tablets or gels or sprays. There's all these different types. And for some women, the first thing they try works like a dream. It's a game changer. They feel fantastic. For others, they might need to try a few different products before they find something that really works and suits them. And to have that then sort of disappear is like having the rug just pulled out from under your feet. And I suppose the other kind of cohort or demographic of women here that are really important to acknowledge, in particular with this potential scheme, is women who are younger. So we know about 5% of women under the age of 45 and 1% of women under the age of 40 will have either early menopause or premature ovarian insufficiency, where their ovaries stop producing this hormone estrogen earlier than would be expected. And something like HRT for these women in particular is really important, not just for symptomatic control, but actually for their health as well. And we want to make sure that there's no barriers for these women to get that medication, to fill the prescription that is so important and so vital for their long-term health.
What kind of cost are you talking about at the moment?
See, again, it varies because of, you know, the varied nature of the prescription and the different types of products. So it really depends on what you're on. But I mean, and Niamh could probably give more detail on this, but anything from maybe 14 or 15 euro a month up to 80 or 90 euro a month, depending on what you're on.
I see HRT, the figures in the Examiner who are running it on their front page today, it's an estimate from pharmacists, say 18 euro, Niamh, to 1,200 euro. So, I mean, people are clearly going to be concerned about this. How soon could it be rolled out and how long would it take, allowing for the fact, as you were saying, that the legislation has, the secondary legislation hasn't been written? What's a realistic time frame for free HRT?
Well, I remember when the contraceptive scheme was rolled out, it was during COVID and it was rushed through. And, you know, this could be done in a matter of weeks if, you know, if the movement from the government was behind it. And, you know, as pharmacists, you know, we're excited about free HRT. You know, we want to be able to provide this scheme. But I don't think it's fair to ask women to pay the professional fee on top of the, you know, that the cost price is covered and then that they have to pay a fee, a dispensing fee or a professional fee to the pharmacist. You know, I don't think that's fair because, you know, it doesn't reflect our professionalism. It doesn't reflect the service that we're providing. You know, we're not a sweet shop.
Okay.
You know, we're not a coffee shop. You know, we have got to employ highly trained staff and a lot of staff to make sure that patient safety is, you know, that we're, you know, that we're dispensing medications, that we're giving information to patients. You know, all of this takes time, and it takes a lot of staff.
All right. Okay, there we have to leave it. Niamh Bowden there, supervising pharmacist at the Dunville Pharmacy in Ranelagh. And before that, Dr. Quiva Hartley, GP with a specialist interest in women's health and co-chairperson of the Menopausal Society of Ireland. Now, part of Holyhead is to reopen in about 2 weeks. Is this good news for hauliers or will challenges remain? More on that next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.